Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot, and the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
Hello and welcome in a Friday edition of the Hoosier Report. Glad to be with you today as we enter what's going to be a very busy sports weekend here in Southern Indiana and throughout the Kentucky-Anna region. It's going to be crazy on the Big X this weekend. We have had all kinds of local play-by-play the last couple weeks, but very busy this week. We've got St. X baseball coming up. We've got Silver Creek baseball coming up. We've got the Indiana-Kentucky All-Star Games coming up tonight and Saturday as well. Just a ton of stuff local this weekend to keep you up to date with. So make sure, if you're not already, lock in 1450, lock in 96.1, BigXSportsRadio.com. Make sure you know you can stream that from your phone by logging on to BigXSportsRadio.com. If you're going to be out and about, you're not going to make the All-Star game tonight, couldn't get a ticket, or maybe the one up in Banker's Life too far, we will have the full play-by-play coverage. Going to be a lot of fun. Look forward to being with Lee Kelly for that this weekend, and look forward to being with you today here on the program. We have a busy show to close out the week. We have some great normal guests that are with us, kind enough to come on with us each and every Friday. And we're actually going to have some special guests I'm going to tell you about in the final segment today. Very timely with the Indiana-Kentucky first game, the opening game of that two-game series tonight at Bellarmine University in Louisville. Let's look at the guest lineup. It's a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. I've got some headlines and news of the day for you in this segment. We'll go to commercial break and come back in segment two with Jared Morris of the Assembly Call. We'll talk IU basketball. We'll talk Romeo Langford. We'll talk Jawan Morgan and the roster situation for next year. Also later in the program, Kyle Neddenrip of the Indianapolis Star will take a final look, a preview at the Indiana-Kentucky series tonight at Bellarmine. The series returns tomorrow evening at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Kyle will be with us to talk about that. Also, a little semi-state baseball with Kyle. Silver Creek is our lone local team competing for the right to move on this weekend to a one-game state championship the next week. The Dragons take on Indian Creek. I understand Indian Creek has a pitcher committed to Purdue that's very good. So again, as I said yesterday, likely that we have Indiana versus Purdue on the mound down in Jasper for that semi-state game with, of course, Sammy Barnett, the 1A and 1B, Tyler Willer from Silver Creek. But very likely Barnett, I would assume, would get the start in this big game. He's an IU commit, and I'm assuming that the Purdue guy will get the start for Indian Creek. Should be a great game. Silver Creek, I think, with a great opportunity to advance on. We'll talk with Kyle about all of that and more when he is with us. Then, in the final segment today, very excited to tell you that we're going to have the opportunity to catch up with both Mr. Basketballs competing in the Indiana-Kentucky game tonight. Romeo Langford will join us first later in the show. He will join us right before he goes into a video session with his team as they get ready for tonight's game against Kentucky. Then later in that segment, to close the show, Trayvon Faulkner, the Mr. Basketball from Mercer County, Kentucky. He is going to join us as well. And oddly enough, and I'm going to talk about this here in the headlines here in just a moment, but Trayvon and Romeo know each other. They played AAU. They played travel ball with each other last summer for the 22 Vision team that's kind of received a lot more publicity even recently with that Washington Post story that came out a few weeks ago, kind of centered on the money part of it, the shoe company side of it, and that sort of thing. So interesting that those two guys played together, and now they'll play against each other to close out their high school careers, one wearing the number one for Indiana, the other wearing the number one for Kentucky. I can tell you this much from my previous interactions with both of those kids. Obviously, I've been around Romeo a lot more, but both are great kids and great representatives of their states, and both very well spoken. So I look forward to getting some few minutes at least with each of them to close things out today and get us set finally for the Indiana-Kentucky game that will take place tonight at Bellarmine. A couple other reminders before we get into the headlines. I mentioned a boatload of play-by-play activities that will take place tonight and throughout the weekend on the Big X. I'm going to give you a rundown of things here so this can be your programming guide as far as the Big X goes this weekend. Tonight, Lee Kelly and I will be on at 6 o'clock, maybe a couple minutes after. We'll have play-by-play of the Kentucky-Indiana girls game. A lot of talent in that game. Two IU signees on Kentucky's team, oddly enough. One from Louisville, actually two from Louisville, the Penn girl and also the Burger girl from Sacred Heart. Both good players. I think both will be standouts for Kentucky. The Kentucky girls are really good. Indiana has their work cut out for them, I think, tonight on that side of things. We'll have that game at 6 o'clock. We'll probably join it a couple minutes in progress as the game tips at 6. Then, after that, around 8 o'clock, the boys' game is scheduled to start. Lee and I will have the full play-by-play of that contest. Of course, a lot of local interest and a lot of IU interest in the boys' game. Romeo Langford, Mr. Basketball. Sean East of New Albany is on the team. Jim Shannon is the head coach of the team. Demezi Anderson, who will join Robert Fennessy and Romeo at Indiana. Those two join Romeo, so three IU guys on the team. No reason to not get to Bellarmine tonight. No reason to not tune us in. If you can't make it, we'll keep a close eye on the angles in that game that are most important to you. Then, on Saturday, another busy day here on the Big X, St. X Baseball. They beat PRP yesterday. They move on in the state tournament down in Lexington. We'll have their broadcast around 1:30 tomorrow. As soon as that game is over with or out of hand, either way, we'll get to Silver Creek, who is playing down at Jasper. John Spears, I should say, has the call of the St. X game. Walt Ferber has the call of the Silver Creek game at Jasper, so some great radio voices there. And then Lee and I, once the Silver Creek semi-state game comes to a close, we'll take over from Indianapolis, and we will have the full play-by-play of the girls and the boys game. I do expect that we'll join the girls game in progress because it's a 5 o'clock start on Saturday at Bankers Life. The Silver Creek game starts around 3, if not a little after, because there is a 1A game, I think, before Silver Creek plays at the semi-state in Jasper. So nonetheless, it's going to be a basically wall-to-wall day of play-by-play from 1:30 until 11 o'clock or so at night Saturday on the Big X Sports Radio. So keep it with us. Ton of stuff going on to close out the school sports year, to close out the high school basketball season with these two big all-star games, or I should say four big all-star games, two boys and two girls. And then the crazy thing is all these players we're talking about, from Romeo to Trayvon Faulkner to the other IU guys to everyone else, they're going to leave right after the all-star game and head off to their respective schools if they're playing Division I, Division II basketball, and life will change greatly for them as they enter summer school and move into a dorm and begin strength and conditioning programs. And so major changes coming up after this weekend for a lot of the players that will participate in that game tonight. Let's take a look at the Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news. The headlines each day are presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. And some interesting things. One, Indiana had an unofficial visit yesterday from Armand Franklin from Indianapolis Cathedral, who maybe you just got to see on Wednesday night at the Doghouse for the junior-senior exhibition game. I thought he played well. He's someone that Indiana has been tracking, and he did receive yesterday afternoon an offer from Indiana University during his unofficial visit. His coach, Jason Delaney, tweeted that out yesterday afternoon. So another in-state prospect to join Keon Brooks and Trace Jackson Davis and a number of others that Indiana has either offered or is watching closely, but Armand Franklin has to jump pretty high on that list behind Brooks and Jackson Davis with a scholarship offer yesterday from Archie during an official visit. One of the things about the All-Star game tonight that is interesting, and I think it kind of shows Romeo and how he does transcend not just this area but basketball across the region, is Rick Bozich, who's a great friend of the show. Of course, Alex is with us on Thursdays, had a great piece about Romeo and his friends and supporters even on the Kentucky All-Star team. A number of those guys played with Romeo on his AAU team heading into his senior year that summer called 22 Vision. One of those, Pierce Kiesler, who had a great career at St. X, who was going to go to Florida Southern. Trayvon Faulkner, Kentucky's Mr. Basketball from Mercer County, who is going to go on to play at Northern Kentucky. And Mickey Pearson of John Hardin High School. I think Pearson is going to St. Louis to play for Travis Ford, if my memory serves me correctly. But those three guys played with him and will all be All-Stars tonight. So Rick had a neat piece about their connection and friendship over the years and asked them about Romeo and does he have a chance to make it to the pros, and they were obviously very complimentary of Romeo and very understanding that they have a big job cut out for them tonight if they are going to stop Langford, Indiana's Mr. Basketball, and of course New Albany graduates. So that was interesting, and I do think that this is a big year for the Indiana-Kentucky game. We had both coaches on yesterday from the boys' game. We have both Mr. Basketball set to come on with us later in this hour. But as Coach Chalk from Kentucky told us, the next 5 years, and I think you have to include this year starting that 5 years, big for the future of this series. Will it continue? Will the crowds continue to support it? Or maybe I should say, will the crowds come back out and support it as they did in years past? And with a lot of interest, a lot of good players in this year's game, all led by Romeo Langford and some other IU angles, you've got to wonder if this year can kind of spur the emergence or reemergence of that game as an important piece in the landscape of high school basketball to close out the careers. And I think a big move, and I talked some about this with Lee Kelly yesterday, was moving the game to Friday, Saturday, getting it off of that Saturday-Sunday format, because so many players need that Sunday to head off to college, need that Sunday to get checked in at their dorm, need that Sunday to find out where their summer school classes are the next day. And now they have Saturday evening. They can be done, like Romeo Langford, his plans to return to New Albany for Sunday and Monday before heading off to Indiana. You move that game later, you risk some players, even key players. Like I keep going back to Kyle Guy, Mr. Basketball a couple years ago, missed the game, missed the Sunday game down in Louisville because he had to get to Virginia. And so I think moving that back, I think this year with Romeo being involved, good crowd set for Bellarmine tonight. I think that can help spur maybe a reemergence of this game as an important piece where the best players always want to be a part of it. And I think the fact that Kentucky has been more competitive the last couple of years and the fact that Kentucky's girls have the opportunity maybe to dominate this year's series. The Indiana boys, I think, are the big favorite heading into the series as well. They're being more competitive, though, seeing the Kentucky juniors beat the seniors. That note lets you know that there's some good juniors coming down the pipe for Kentucky. Let's see if this thing can be saved. I think it's a fun way to send off, the best, 12, 13, 14 players in your senior class before they, in many times, leave the state or go on to play some level of college basketball. But if you want a ticket tonight, Bellarmine is no longer, I should say, the Kentucky All-Stars, you can no longer buy the tickets online at this point. I do think there are a limited number of tickets available that will be for sale at the door. So if you want to go to Bellarmine tonight, it should be fun. It's 2,100 and something seats. It's going to be packed. Good environment. If you've ever been to Bellarmine games there, when they get packed in for some of the big games and the tournament games, it's a lot of fun. And I expect tonight with some Indiana fans, I know a lot of you guys are going to get loud and proud behind the IU signees and, of course, Romeo. I think it could be a really good environment tonight. So if you want to go and you can't get a ticket online at this point, I wouldn't write off not going. I would give it an opportunity. Just go early. Get there about 4:35, 5:30, maybe even during the start of the girls' game, and try to get you a ticket, try to get in. I think it'll be a lot of fun, and you're going to see a lot of great basketball players. I think a really, really good opportunity for Indiana here to win a couple games against the Kentucky boys again this year. That's a look at the headlines presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Also, I do want to hit one more time Silver Creek and Indian Creek. One game semi-state. That's all that separates the Dragons, who won their first regional last Saturday night, late Saturday last week at Evansville North High School, beating Evansville Memorial. One game separates them between a trip to the 3A state championship game. I'm so disappointed I can't go to Jasper myself and broadcast the semi-state game tomorrow because of the Indiana All-Star stuff going on. But I know I look forward to being back, and let's hope we can reunite with the Dragons and Coach Joe Decker and his crew for a state championship call from Victory Field next weekend. That's the plan. That's the hope. So I do want to give a big shout out and a big well wish to the Dragons that they can come through this weekend and be another Southern Indiana team up at Victory Field. I can't imagine for these kids. I mean, obviously playing at Bankers Life is a big deal for the All-Star game, and especially for a state championship game when that place is full on the basketball side of things. But I can't imagine being a baseball player and getting the opportunity to play in Victory Field in downtown Indianapolis with the backdrop of the Naptown behind you. I can't imagine that that's not a lifelong memory. And I know when Providence was able to make it there, for Lee and I just to call the game was a lot of fun to be in that environment. And again, I can only imagine it was double the fun for the kids who actually got to compete and participate in the game. So hoping like heck that Silver Creek can find a way to win this weekend and get to a state championship game. Let's all pull behind Coach Joe Decker and his Dragons as they take on Indian Creek. Again, that game is scheduled to start at 3 o'clock. It wouldn't surprise me if it started a little after that. Nonetheless, whenever it does come on, we'll have the call here on the Big X Sports Radio. Again, that's the headlines presented by Hoopster Sports Grill. Hoopsters is your hometown sports grill. It's where hometown fans watch hometown teams play. Hoopsters was voted as best sports bar and best place to watch sports by the News and Tribune's Reader's Choice Awards. Hoopsters in Jeffersonville, where fun happens. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with Jared Morris of the Assembly Call after this on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
We're back here on this Friday show with Jared Morris of the Assembly Call to talk some IU basketball as we gear up for the Indiana and Kentucky All-Star Games tonight at Bellarmine University. Don't forget, coming up later in the program, Romeo Langford and Trayvon Faulkner, both Mr. Basketballs. Romeo from Indiana, Trayvon from Kentucky will be joining us here on the program. Speaking of Romeo, as he gears up to lead Indiana tonight, I know, Jared, you answered this question on one of your podcasts earlier in the week, but everyone is so excited about his entrance to Indiana. He'll be headed there on Tuesday. What are reasonable expectations, both stats and otherwise, for Romeo in his freshman year, given all the hype that he's received?
That's such a great question, you know, because it's so easy to just let your mind run wild with what's possible and what the ceiling could be for Romeo's freshman year, you know. And we've seen some incredible freshman seasons from people recently, you know, like what we saw from Trae Young last year. And you think back to what Carmelo Anthony did and, you know, leading Syracuse to a national championship. And when you have a guy like Romeo that produced so much in high school and was such a highly regarded player, you know, your mind can wander there. But when you talk about reasonable expectations, it's important to remember that, you know, he's still a freshman, you know, and most freshmen have an adjustment period to college basketball and, you know, aren't just going to come out and dominate right away. And so I think, you know, to me, there's a couple ways that you can look at it. One, you can look at what Robert Johnson did last year, you know, scoring 14 points and grabbing 4.5 rebounds and being about a 37% shooter from three-point range. And you can say from an offensive standpoint, that feels about like the floor for Romeo, you know, just given what we know of him from high school. And then you look at what Eric Gordon did back in 2008 and scored, you know, 20-plus points, was a, you know, all-Big Ten player, third-team All-American, and was just such a dynamic scorer in that 1-2 punch with DJ White. And that, you know, if Romeo can outdo that because Eric Gordon's freshman season was outstanding, then you really, really got something. And now he's probably reaching, you know, that ceiling that we were talking about. So I think, you know, somewhere in between there seems reasonable to me. You know, 17, 18 points, 4 or 5 rebounds. You know, you have to think he'll play a lot of minutes even as a freshman just because, you know, the skills that he brings to the table are so unique. And then it'll be interesting, you know, it's easy to just talk about those numbers, but then how does he adapt on the defensive end of the court? And we know that he's got the tools to be a great defender. You know, will he have the ability right out of the gates as a college player? But I think, if you know, just from a statistical perspective, you know, 17, 18 points, you know, 4 or 5 rebounds, somewhere around there, seems reasonable, something he can do without, you know, just putting unrealistic expectations on him. But as we know, with Romeo Langford, you know, what you expect sometimes is just kind of the starting point for what he actually does.
We're talking with Jared Morris of the Assembly Call. It's a Friday edition of the Hoosier Report. Other off-season things, there's so much, and I think we talked maybe last week or the week before, a real rundown of the roster situation now that Juwan Morgan is locked in and back for his senior year. So many options, so many interesting players, so many incoming players that perhaps could play a respectable role on the team. In addition to Romeo, one of the players that I've kind of forgotten about, and this is another topic you've talked about elsewhere lately, is Al Durham in the backcourt. You kind of forget about him, and he did some things last year that you think, gosh, how can I forget about him as a freshman? He did some things very interesting that make you wonder where exactly he could fit into the lineup with Robert Fennessy and other guards coming back from next season.
Yeah, Al is a really interesting player, kind of projecting forward. You know, he was such a revelation early in the season simply because he didn't make mistakes. He didn't turn the ball over. And especially for a freshman, that's impressive. And with the hindsight of how bad the turnover issue was the year before, that really stood out. Now, you know, the turnover rate certainly increased as the season went along, but he proved himself to be a guy that, you know, made good decisions with the basketball. And sometimes that was because, you know, he wasn't necessarily being aggressive. Like, you don't always want a guard to never turn the ball over, because that also could be a sign that they're not, you know, making plays and being aggressive with the basketball. And I think when Al is really playing well, you know, he's very adept going to the basket. He can finish with either hand. He can absorb contact, even though, you know, he was a bit slight of frame for the college level last year. And so that is a big strength for him. You know, his shot has proven so far to be erratic. Archie has always, in his public comments, been a big believer in it, but we haven't yet seen it on the court. And so I think for Al, you know, he's going to have an opportunity to get minutes this year because the stable of guards is not big. There's him, there's Devonte, there's Rob Fennessy, and there's Romeo Langford. So he's going to get a chance to play. I think it's Archie's system, so defense is always going to be the number one determining factor if you play, and Al has the tools to be a good defender because of his length. You know, I think he doesn't have great lateral quickness, but I think if he can improve his awareness and be in the right spot more often, that will really help him. And then on the offensive end, you know, if he can add a consistent outside shot to what he can do as a driver, he becomes a potentially really dynamic player. But he's going to have to show that he can shoot consistently, and I think he's going to have to, as his experience grows, his confidence will need to grow with it, and, you know, as will that aggressiveness while still maintaining good decision-making. So, you know, all of that to say, I think he's got the potential to really develop into a solid player. In terms of next season, you know, he seems to me, you know, the fourth guy in that rotation. But he's also a competitive kid, so I don't think he's just going to come in and, you know, let Rob Finnis take his minutes or, you know, expect that he's going to be falling down the depth chart. So it'll be interesting to see, but I think he's really going to have to get that shot more consistent if he's going to be a guy that's going to see, you know, consistently in double digits in minutes.
Continuing our chat about the roster and placement of players for next season, who is the Jared Morris vote for potential breakout player for the 2018-19 season? Is there one guy that you kind of think, you know, he set himself up well to close the season? Depending on how the offseason goes, I guess I'm primarily talking about a returner on the IU roster, but who stands out to you as someone that could really be on the verge of a breakout if Jared Morris had to lay down a bet on that?
Well, there are two guys. You know, our latest episode of the Assembly Call was about Justin Smith, you know, and what his breakout will look like, because everybody, it's kind of taken for granted, you know, I think that Justin Smith is going to break out, because you ask people who follow IU basketball, fans and analysts, you know, who's the guy who's going to break out this year, most of them say Justin Smith, because, you know, he's got that tantalizing athleticism. He really finished the season strong last year. You know, over his last 6 games, he averaged 12 points, 4 boards, and, you know, was up, you know, playing 21, 22 minutes. And so when you look at what he did as a freshman, it really tracks well with what Victor Oladipo and Troy Williams did as freshmen. You know, he averaged just slightly fewer points and rebounds than those guys. And so I think if he can continue what he did over those final six games into next season, those averages will continue to track with what Victor and Troy did as sophomores in their progression. Now, that's not to put the pressure on him that he has to become that kind of player in the future, but I think given where he was recruited, what he did as a freshman, I think that's fair to use, you know, as kind of a baseline for what a breakout would look like for him. So I think he's the easy answer. If you want to go out a little bit more on a limb, and I am getting closer and closer to being more comfortable doing this as we get near the season, Devontae Green is a really interesting case because he showed, you know, in late January and in February with some improved play what he can be. And, you know, it sounds like we talked about this last week, how it sounds like Archie challenged him a little bit, you know, to do what he needs to do to improve his skills, to get that focus to where it needs to be. And he, you know, you put he and Romeo together in the backcourt with Devontae playing like good Devontae, and you've got a really dynamic backcourt that can do some things. And he has also shown the ability to be an outstanding perimeter defender when he's really locked in. So if he steps up and matures as a junior, I think he's got a big chance also to be a breakout. So I think Justin Smith is the safe pick. I think Devontae is the bolder pick and the one that if it happens, he really raises the ceiling of what Indiana can be because they need consistent play out of that lead guard position. We haven't gotten it for 2 years in a row, and Devontae has the talent. He's got the ability. Now it's all about the consistency.
Jared, I'm sure that speaking of the Indiana-Kentucky All-Star Games tonight, I'm sure that a lot of IU fans can relax a little bit, whether they're going to be at Bellarmine tonight or Bankers Life Fieldhouse tomorrow or maybe listening here on the Big X, but they can relax in knowing that when Romeo plays that final minute Saturday night in Indianapolis, the next time he'll, I assume, pick a basketball up will be in Bloomington working with the team, the coaches, and, of course, a lot with Cliff Marshall, I'm sure, on the athletic performance side of things. But Indiana fans can enjoy knowing that Mr. Basketball Langford, a very coveted recruit, will be headed to Indiana here in just a very few short days on Tuesday.
Yeah, and, you know, with a group of freshmen that really seems to be kind of building some chemistry together before they get on campus. You know, you see everybody tweeting each other, and it was interesting to hear Demezi Anderson's comments after the senior-junior game about how, you know, Romeo just got that fire in his eyes at halftime, and they knew they just needed to follow him, and then they go out and go on the 18-1 run. So, yeah, I mean, it's an exciting time to be an Indiana basketball fan, and I think watching these guys come in, watching, you know, what little snippets we get, you know, on social media from how their summers go, and then seeing the unveiling and Hoosier hysteria, I mean, there's going to be a lot of anticipation leading up to that moment. And then, you know, hopefully the results on the court will be commensurate with that level of excitement.
Jared Morris, the Assembly Call. Make sure you check out assemblycall.com, at Assembly Call on Twitter. It's the off season, but these guys are producing under Jared's lead and direction some great content to help get you through this period until the 2018-19 season is at least a little closer. Great work, and Jared is always very appreciative of your time each Friday here on the show.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate those kind words.
All righty, we'll head to a commercial break, and actually Chris May of the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame is going to be with us. Kyle is on vacation this week. Chris will be at the All-Star Games tonight. Chris is also gathering a lot of artifacts, I guess you could call them already, on Romeo Langford for a great display that they're going to already put up at the Hall of Fame in Newcastle. So Chris will join us next as we turn our attention, the second half of the program again today, toward the Indiana-Kentucky All-Star Series. We have both Mr. Basketball's Romeo to join us, Trayvon Faulkner to join us later, but it's Chris May of the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame up next here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
You know, a basketball hero around here is treated like a god.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
You know, most people would kill to be treated like a god just for a few moments.
Here's Matt Dennison.
We're back on this Friday show and joined by Chris May, the Executive Director of the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame, who is very up-to-date on everything with the round ball here in the state of Indiana and a big supporter as well, involved in the background of the Indiana All-Star game against Kentucky. And Chris, it's a special series. It hasn't always carried the weight or had the interest that it once did, maybe back in the 80s and 90s, and of course earlier than that, but still an important piece of the landscape of Indiana basketball. And tonight, Indiana, at least on the boys' side, led by Romeo, they take a very good team to Bellarmine to take on the Kentucky All-Stars.
Yeah, a really talented Indiana senior boys team this year, as you well know, and a lot of your listeners hopefully saw on Wednesday night. Excited, you and I have similar upbringings, I think, similar age, and know what the All-Star Series means and the history and the tradition. And I think you're right. You know, you said maybe not what it once was, but you know, I get a little bit tired these days of hearing people say it's on its deathbed, it's on its way out. If you look at the trends over the last 8 or 10 years, the crowds in Indianapolis have grown. Now, it's not a sold-out 15,000 at Butler Fieldhouse like it used to be, but still, it's a special occasion. And when you see a kid like Romeo Langford decision to play and be a part of this thing, I think it still holds weight and it still is important to people.
I found it very interesting yesterday. We had Kentucky coach Scott Chalk with us, who will lead the boys' team tonight, and he's become the game director. He's also in charge of the Kentucky Association of Basketball Coaches, and just an all-around good basketball coach and good basketball dude. He said he felt like that, including this year, the next five games, the next 5 years were very important to determining the long-term future of at least, I guess, the Kentucky side of the game, which I found very interesting. Sometimes we talk about the lack of interest, the struggle to get people there. You bring up a great point. The Indianapolis side has been strong, it's been growing, and it's the Kentucky side at times that maybe wasn't as competitive as you would like to see, or maybe didn't have the support at the Kentucky game as the location moved around for a number of years, when you'd like to see something steady where fans can get used to that opportunity being there at the same place on almost the same date every year. So I found his comments interesting yesterday, and I agree that the next couple of years, sounds like for the Kentucky side, will be important to determining if they are going to participate at least long-term in what's been a historical series over the years.
Yeah, I have no official role in anything, just conversations and hearing about things. But I get the sense that, this change in Kentucky hopefully is for the better. I think the Indiana folks have some comfortability with Scott and the guys that he's working with, that hopefully that long-term viability is there, and maybe the things grow on the Kentucky side of things. But, like I said, it's been such a long-standing tradition that you'd hate to see that go away. You'd hate to see that change in a significant way. But in the modern landscape, with other all-star games and colleges wanting their kids on campus earlier and earlier, it's tough to do. But I've got to give Charlie Hall on the Indiana side a lot of credit. I think he's rolled with the punches. There have been years that Mr. Basketball couldn't play, but that was beyond Charlie's control on injuries and U.S. national things and other things. But I think Charlie Hall has been very good on the Indiana side of things, and I hope that continues, and hopefully the Kentucky side can make this thing go for quite a bit longer.
Absolutely. Chris May, Executive Director of the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame. I know from our conversations Wednesday night when you were in New Albany that the Hall of Fame is working on an exhibit for Romeo Langford. Even though he just graduated, even though he hasn't played a college game yet, I think that the fact that the Hall of Fame in our state, which is the best in the country for a high school basketball Hall of Fame, is already putting together an exhibit of Romeo Langford through the years.
Yeah, it's exciting for us. Very thankful for the participation of a lot of folks, yourself especially included, Jim Shannon, of course, Don Unruh, the Langford family, Scribner Middle School, a lot of people that are helping pull this together. But I'll tell you, Matt, as we sit here right now, if your listeners would get in their cars right now in New Albany, by the time they can get to Newcastle, our exhibit's going to be on display.
Awesome.
This afternoon. So that's very much underway. We've got a Scribner Middle School jersey that was Romeo's, number 22. We've got the New Albany number 1 jersey that he's worn the past couple of years. We've got a warm-up jersey. He signed a pair of shoes. We're going to incorporate some photos, some statistics and some of the history of what he and his team's accomplished these last 4 years. And it's going to be in the lobby here at the museum, very visible. And, it's one of those things that I think will resonate, especially with younger kids, on social media, on the news, IU fans. It's Romeo, Romeo, Romeo. And yes, he is just now graduating high school, but I think with the benefit of 20, 30, 40 years, you'll look back and say, yeah, he was one of the greats in Indiana high school history, and he probably deserved to be recognized in such a way.
Chris, it sounds to me like a great opportunity for a summer getaway to Newcastle, Indiana, to see the Hall of Fame in this new exhibit that opens later today.
Yeah, absolutely. If anybody's coming up to the All-Star Games tomorrow, you know, give yourself a little bit of extra time. Come earlier in the day. We're open here in Newcastle 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturdays, and from 1 to 5 on Sunday afternoons. The Romeo jerseys, like I said, will be on display this afternoon. We've already added his name on our listing of all the Mr. and Miss Basketballs of all time. He also did a special signing Wednesday night. We've got the autographs of every Mr. Basketball and Miss Basketball of all time. That's also on display in our lobby, and that's back in the glass case today. So a lot of New Albany, a lot of Romeo, a lot of Indiana All-Star history, and a great time to come visit.
Chris May, Executive Director of the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame. I will see you in Indianapolis tomorrow night. Always great to catch up and look forward to seeing the Romeo exhibit. I'll be by very soon to check that out.
I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I'll be listening to your broadcast tonight. Have fun.
Thank you very much. Chris May, Executive Director of the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame. And again, a great place for a quick summer trip if you're looking for a affordable getaway for a day or two. Great place to check out. And if you're a New Albany fan or a Southern Indiana fan that wants to see Romeo Langford's exhibit, maybe show the young ones that. Great time to do it, as I had no idea it's going to be put together that quick. But we'll be on display later today per Chris May. Stay with us. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to hear briefly from both Mr. Basketballs, Romeo Langford, Indiana Mr. Basketball, Trayvon Faulkner, Mr. Basketball for Kentucky for Mercer County. That's coming up next right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
We're back and all excited about tonight's Indiana-Kentucky All-Star Game at Bellarmine University across the river in Louisville. And we have the opportunity here on game day to chat with Indiana Mr. Basketball from New Albany High School. He'll wear the number one tonight representing the state of Indiana, Romeo Langford. Romeo, thanks for taking a quick moment to join us today. I know that as I think back, and of course you've done so many interviews and have been a hot commodity now for so many years here, not just in the area, but the region and beyond. One of the things that you've always said was that being Mr. Basketball, being an Indiana All-Star, was important to you. And that's impressive because you've had a lot of great opportunities to play basketball at a very high level and really across the, not just the country, but the world in many cases. How important is today, is tonight for you when you size up your whole career and all of the accomplishments that you've had so far?
It is really important. Like I said, going to high school, being Mr. Basketball, and being a part of this All-Star team was one of my goals. And now it's time tonight to get the job done and beat Kentucky.
What do you think this week in practice? I know a couple weeks ago you had a mini camp, had some practices this week. You had a game back at New Albany on Wednesday night. What do you think about this team? How's it coming together? How's everyone gelling together as you go into this first of two matchups with Kentucky tonight?
I think we gelled real well together. A lot of us, well, basically all of us, we're familiar with each other, playing against each other all the way back in, like, fifth grade. So we have a lot of memories together outside of just mini camp and these practices. And we're all 13 real good players. So we gelled real well together, and we got a lot of stuff done in mini camp and the couple of practices we did have this week.
Romeo, you know these guys well, even the Kentucky guys. I saw a story that Rick Bozich did on WDRB about the number of Kentucky kids, including Mr. Basketball, that you played with on the 22 Vision team your final year going into your senior year. Kind of interesting. Not only do you know all the Indiana guys, but you know a lot of the Kentucky guys, especially some from Louisville. How will that be to play against some friends and former teammates tonight on a big stage?
It's going to be real fun being able to play against my old teammates and friends over there on the Kentucky side. It should be a lot of fun.
We're talking with Romeo Langford, Indiana's Mr. Basketball, here on this Friday edition of the program. When the All-Star games come to a close on Saturday night, I know you're going to come back to New Albany and spend some time with your family on Sunday and Monday. And then I believe Tuesday is the date that you head to Indiana University. When you think about your high school career officially coming to an end, from a sports perspective and from obviously graduation was a week ago, and going off to that next step to be with your IU teammates, to be on the campus in Bloomington, any kind of like nervous butterflies, or are you just ready to get there and get to work?
Really, I'm just ready to get there and get to work.
What about the IU team next year excites you? I know that some of the incoming guys you obviously know, like Robert Fennessy and other guys you're even playing with this week, Demezi Anderson. But what excites you about the team coming back from next year with what you've seen, and now that Jawan Morgan is locked in, what gives you hope that this can be a good Indiana team that can really come together?
I just like that we have a lot of experience and as well as youth on the team. So we have just a mixture of both, best of both worlds when it comes to that. And I think with the pieces we have already there and coming in, we're going to gel real well together and be really good.
When you get to Indiana, Coach Cliff Marshall, obviously the strength and conditioning, the athletic training coach for the men's basketball team, he's very active on social media, showing what the players are doing, showing how hard they are working in the offseason, showing the improvements of some of their bodies and their physiques and what they're doing to become better basketball players. Are you excited to get a chance to sit down with him and develop a program and maybe take your strength and diet and all those things to even another level as well?
Yeah, I'm real excited to get there and get into the weight room with Coach, with the Coach Cliff Marshall. That's one of my goals, is to get stronger and things like that. And that's what he specializes in. And he has done a real good job with the guys last year and showed a lot of like improvements in their jumping abilities and quickness and stuff like that. And that's one of my goals, coming to college, is to get better aspects of that.
All right, Romeo Langford, Mr. Basketball from New Albany. Romeo, busy day. Get back with your team. I think you guys have a video session coming up to prepare for Kentucky. So best of luck tonight, and thank you for always coming on with us and for what you did for Southern Indiana basketball as you move on to college, for bringing the importance back to the high school game for maybe some that had gotten away from it. And we look forward to following you in Bloomington and even beyond, Romeo. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, again, Romeo Langford with us here on a Friday edition of the program. And from Indiana, Mr. Basketball, Romeo Langford, we go to Kentucky, Mr. Basketball, Trayvon Faulkner of Mercer County High School, located in Harrodsburg, Kentucky. Trayvon, thanks for taking time out on game day to join us as well. What's the week been like for you guys? The best players in Kentucky together practicing to take on a good Indiana team.
It's been really competitive and really kind of just learning their offense and just competing with each other, and just kind of been like a mindset thing and learning our offense where it can be a competitive game.
Now, it's game day tonight at Bellarmine. Is matchup number one of two this weekend, a two-game series between the two states. You've known for a while that you were Mr. Basketball in the state of Kentucky. You received that honor back following the state tournament in Kentucky down in Lexington. Now, today, though, is game day, and as you get ready to put that jersey on tonight, what's the feeling like to know you were voted by coaches and media from across the state as the number one player, the top senior, graduating in the class of 2018?
Feels pretty good to put on the number one jersey and represent Kentucky. It's just a blessing, and I thank God every day. And I just kind of worked hard for it, and it's just a blessing to be able to wear the jersey today and rep Kentucky.
We're talking with Kentucky Mr. Basketball Trayvon Faulkner here on the Hoosier Report. Trayvon, for someone from Indiana that maybe hasn't seen you play and didn't follow your high school career being out of state, how would you describe your game and what you bring to the Kentucky All-Stars this weekend?
Kind of being a leader, attacking the basket, sharing with my teammates, and also a scorer. I can score when I need to, but I like to get my teammates involved and play defense and show leadership.
What do you think about this Kentucky All-Star team? You had a scrimmage earlier in the week against a very good group of juniors from the state of Kentucky. You guys have had some practices together now and been able to stay with each other since Tuesday. So kind of building some camaraderie. I know you guys knew each other before this week, I'm sure, from AAU basketball and previous high school seasons and so forth. But what do you think some of the strengths of this team will be when they step out on the floor tonight at Bellarmine against Indiana?
Our strengths will probably be we're going to have to get down on the defensive end and communicate. And our scoring ability is really good, but we're going to have to play defense and communicate and stop Romeo from scoring and stop second chance points. So we're really competitive, so I think it'll be a really good game.
We're talking with Mr. Basketball, Trayvon Faulkner of Kentucky. He played a great high school career at Mercer County High School in Harrodsburg, Kentucky. I found this interesting, and I've got to admit, I didn't even put all this together until I read a story from Rick Bozich yesterday, but you know Romeo very well. You know some of those other Indiana guys well, I'm sure, but you and Romeo specifically played on the same 22 Vision travel team together in the Adidas circuit, so you probably are able to share some tips and details with Coach Chalk and your teammates that maybe give a little more insight on how to stop, how to defend Romeo Langford.
Yes, sir. I mean, he's a good player, but we're going to have to sit down and guard him, and really there's really nothing we can say to Coach, but just guard and compete.
Trayvon, I want to ask you this. You're going to Northern Kentucky, and Coach Brannon has got a really good thing going there. They made the NCAA tournament recently, a great arena to play in, great fans for a school of that size. I know you want to enjoy this weekend, but you've already been at Northern Kentucky. You left there earlier in the week to come join the Kentucky All-Stars. I'm sure you're looking forward, when it's all said and done, to getting back with your NKU teammates, because that's got to be a great situation for you.
Yes, sir. It's been a great experience for me. Coach Brand, they push me every day in practice to make me a better player. So it's been a really fun experience at college. But it's just all kind of mental and physical and emotional. Just got to make sure all that's in check. But it's been really great being there and being in North.
Mr. Basketball, Trayvon Faulkner from Mercer County, Kentucky, the best player in the Bluegrass State, and he'll lead the All-Stars against Indiana tonight at Bellarmine, tomorrow night at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Trayvon, thanks so much for coming on. Great to talk with you and Romeo today on the show.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you tonight at Bellarmine. Great to have both Mr. Basketballs with us here on this Friday edition of the Hoosier Report. Don't forget that Lee Kelly and I will be live tonight at Bellarmine for the girls and the boys game. We'll have the full play-by-play story right here on the Big X Sports Radio starting a little after 6 o'clock. That'll wrap up this Friday program. Catch you Monday. Don't forget All-Star coverage tonight. All-Star coverage Saturday night. We've got Silver Creek baseball at the Semistate on Saturday. A lot of things to keep you occupied on the weekend. And I'll be back Monday at 11 o'clock right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.